We've heard from adults over the edge from having to teach their kids at home for the last few months. Well, it turns out some kids are losing it too. Exhibit A, Ginger Lidsky, 8 years old, a third grader at the Washington Irving School in Sleepy Hollow, New York. Yes, home to the legends of Sleepy Hollow. She's had it with technology and don't get her started on ELA, the English Language Arts Writing apps. She wrote an opinion piece in Fast Company where she might have had an in. Her dad's an editor. It's titled, Homeschooling Desperately Needs a Redesign. I should know. I'm in third grade. And she joins us from home. And Ginger, you've finished your online work for today, right?
Yes.
Okay, we want to make sure we're not taking away from your work.
Although we would much enjoy that.
That's what it sounds like. You do not like this at all. Why? Just spill it out.
Really, we don't like all the various apps. Today we had to do two different Flipgrid things for our writing thing, and it's just not fun.
Flipgrid.
Do you want to tell her what happened, how many times we had to redo it?
For the first one, we had to do it over three times, actually.
Okay, so now, Ginger, that's your mom, Carol, there. Carol, one of the things Ginger writes is, the worst part is I'm not really learning anything except from my mom's swear words.
Yeah, I like how she makes it seem like it's a rare treat to hear a swear word from me. And now it's just a party of swear words.
But Ginger, you're very serious about this. You want to learn and you feel that you're just not. You run through some of the technology, Google Classroom. Once you get through your work, you have to save it, and it doesn't often save, or as you write, worst thing ever.
The weird thing about the save thing, it doesn't automatically save. You press the save button, you have to wait like 30 seconds or something. And you'll be doing the work, and lots of people, they send us ridiculous messages, and you swipe at it, the message to make it go away, but then it'll bring you on to that page from whoever sent it to you. And then when you get back, if you didn't already save the work, then it'll all be gone. It should automatically save. Google Docs, sometimes it'll save part of your work, but you can't even edit it.
Terrible, terrible. You write about Zoom and Google Meet. Some kids who have class on Zoom spend the whole time asking, hey, how'd you get that background? Or can anyone see me? I mean, we understand this. This is like our morning meetings. It's very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Do people forget to mute themselves?
Yeah. Every time we have a meet on there, then every single time Eliana in our class is going to be asked, hey, turn the microphone off. Can you turn the microphone off? We're still hearing you. Can you turn the microphone off? Every meeting.
I know. But Ginger, what's the solution? Because you know that New York State has been hit hard by COVID-19. What is the solution in your opinion?
I would suggest, oh my God, I wish they would just quit it with the ELA thing. Okay, couldn't they just do the read your book for something minutes, forget the ridiculous writing things for ELA. And for the math, so we have this math homework book that they gave us to in English, so why can't we just do the math there? I don't get it.
In the book.
And for God's sake, we know social studies. Just quit it with the social studies. We don't care about social studies.
Oh. And while we're on a roll here, you have an issue with robots?
Yeah. They have these ridiculous math videos with robots in them. They act like we're kindergartners. These art videos that sometimes you get. Again, kindergarten level, not third grade.
Exactly. Carol, Mom. How hard is this for you if your 8-year-old disdains the technology and really wants to learn?
We will have, we make a lot of deals, and there's a lot of bargaining and breaks and going outside and playing in the mud between the apps. We have exercises from the gym teacher.
We skip those.
Yeah, we just skip those and we say we do it. Because,
you can't do gym online.
There's only so much you can do. she's learning to navigate what you really need to do to fulfill your job and what you can kind of avoid doing, and it's not that big of a deal. And we will often, after the official lesson than have our own. We'll do a science project.
I really hate home math projects.
Yeah. We'll do our own stuff because so much of the online learning is you must do this thing in this app. And most of our time is spent just wrestling with the app. I don't make her read horrible things. I just want her to read things she hasn't read before.
Carol.
Yeah.
That's Carol and Ginger Litsky of Sleepy Hollow, New York. Just a little glimpse into the hostage taking that the stay at home has become for many parents. Ginger, your mom's just trying to help. Give her a break. Carol, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Ginger, bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.